You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. As you just heard in our newscast, the federal government is investigating 55 universities around the United States to see how they handle complaints of sexual violence and sexual harassment. Washington State University in Pullman is one of those 55 schools. Emily McLarnon is Assistant Director of Alternatives to Violence on the Palouse. It's a nonprofit that serves victims of sexual assault. Over the years, victims have told her that the complaint process at Washington State University takes too long.
This kind of trauma is something that can, you know, make someone feel like their life is on hold, and so while they're having to still wait and wait and wait to hear back from the university or to, you know, go forward with the judicial process, any amount of time is too long, but I think it's fair to let students know what to expect and what timeline to expect it.
Emily McLarnon, Assistant Director of Alternatives to Violence on the Palouse. The news of the federal investigation comes a few days after a national task force issued its recommendations for how universities can better respond to incidents of sexual violence and assault. To get some national context, we're joined by investigative journalist Kristen Lombardi. She covers this issue for the Center for Public Integrity. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. What triggered the federal investigation in the first place?
Of these 55 universities?
Yes. Yes.
Well, my understanding, and I don't know any of the details of any of these investigations, the Department of Education, you know, doesn't discuss the details while investigating. It did release this list. It's never before released a list of pending investigations. The department has a complaint process under both Title IX and the Clery Act. Those are two federal laws that require schools to respond to assault claims and to provide key rights to victims. And the department's Office for Civil Rights is the office that released this list. They investigate any complaint filed by a student against a school under Title IX. There's another division that investigates Clery Act complaints, but those investigations were not released. This is strictly Title IX investigations. This complaint process was such an underutilized process when we at the Center for Public Integrity first set out to examine how colleges and universities adjudicate sexual assault complaints in 2009. We filed a FOIA with OCR for 10 years worth of Title IX complaints.
Freedom of Information Act.
Yes, that's the Freedom of Information Act. Okay. At that time, we got about 200 Title IX complaints that had been filed over a 10-year period, but the vast majority were for sexual harassment as opposed to sexual assault. And when we looked at our FOIA, at the records themselves, we saw that the office had investigated only 24. It had launched and fully resolved only 24 investigations into how schools had handled complaints. So that was from 1998 to 2008. So the fact that there's 55 pending investigations is pretty remarkable. It says that more students are coming forward and filing complaints.
Why does sexual assault fall under Title IX in the first place? Title IX is about gender equality, isn't it?
Title IX is, yes, that's a good way to put it. It basically bans sex discrimination in education. And so any institution of higher education that receives federal funding, which is almost all, there is a very small percentage that do not, but almost all colleges and universities do, they have to ensure equal access to education under Title IX. And sex discrimination is defined in different ways. Sexual harassment is seen as a form of sexual discrimination or gender discrimination. And under sexual harassment falls sexual assault and rape. Those are seen as severe forms of sexual harassment, acts of violence that are generally committed, based on gender.
I'm talking with Kristen Lombardi. She's an investigative journalist for the Center for Public Integrity. Earlier this week, a federal task force came out with a set of recommendations for campuses on how they should respond to these incidents. Can you explain some of the key elements?
Yes. the President Obama in July created this White House task force. It's called White House Task Force to Protect Students Against Sexual Assault, and they had basically 90 days to put forth some guidelines. Senior administration officials describe these guidelines as initial first steps aimed at tackling four of what they called the most pressing issues to emerge from a series of listening sessions that they held with students, campus counselors, victim advocates, college administrators, even university presidents at 50 colleges and universities across the country and on the web. And these pressing issues, as they describe them, aim to do four things. They aim to identify the scope of the problem on college campuses, prevent sexual assaults, help schools respond more effectively to student allegations, and beef up federal enforcement efforts. And I think, I guess when I looked at the report, they issued a first report that laid out a number of recommendations. I thought perhaps the most significant one was a toolkit for school administrators to use in conducting surveys on their own campuses meant to gauge the prevalence of sexual assaults. It's basically a standardized anonymous survey on the incidence of sexual assault on their campuses, and it's also meant to gauge sort of student attitudes about sexual assault, and it's seen as a way to start to begin, for administrators to begin to craft solutions on their individual campuses. These surveys are initially voluntary, but the Obama administration said that they hope to make these surveys mandatory for all colleges and universities by 2016. And I think that's one of the most significant recommendations that came out of the task force. Another one was...
I'm just about out of time. I'm really sorry. I have to end our conversation. Kristen Lombardi is an investigative journalist for the Center for Public Integrity. It's a nonprofit news organization based in Washington. Washington State University is one of the 55 colleges being investigated by the federal government for how the school handles complaints of sexual assault. It's The Record from KUOW.